good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, everybody. It's Wendy Pilot here on Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake, and we discuss Native American news and events. And as you all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post, located at 700 Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis on the first floor of the Dayton's Building. We support Native American artists. On today's show, we have Robert Pilot, and he will be interviewing Danielle DeLong from Ho-Chunk Nation about a 5K walk-run event coming up. And we'll also be talking to Dr. Anthony Stately, who is the president and CEO at the Native American Community Clinic in Minneapolis. But first, let's get to Ogama with the news that you won't hear anywhere else. Welcome, Ogama.
Hi, Animbuju, everybody. I am Ogama Ganuikwe. My name means strong golden eagle woman. And as always, I bring some news here on Native Roots Radio. First things first, because the National Day of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives was this past week, I wanted to point out something I haven't gotten a chance to point out on the show yet. And that is that Nevaeh Lee Kingbird of Bemidji, Minnesota, who is 15 years old, has been missing now for about 3 months. She was last seen leaving a party in the area of Carter Circle in the southern end of the city of Bemidji, Minnesota on October 22, 2021 at about 1 a.m. She was later seen leaving a second residence in Southview Terrace Park at about 2 a.m. She was last seen wearing jeans, athletic slide shoes, and unknown outerwear. She has a scar near her left eyebrow. Her family is still searching for her, and the community is still in desperate need of support. There are donations needed to bring in helpers with dogs trained to search, to provide food and drinks for search crews, and for just day-to-day costs for the family who needs time off to search, as well as care for their other children. And this is, again, coming from Simone Senegals, who's a relative from northern Minnesota and a member of the Indigenous, she works for the Indigenous Environmental Network. And I believe that Nevaeh is a relative of hers, and it's, you know, Nevaeh is a relative of all of us. The Bemidji Police Department and the FBI are investigating her disappearance, but there's no leads. And it sounds like the family is doing the majority of the searching. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to put in the comments the link to their GoFundMe. Their GoFundMe to raise money to help search for Nevaeh Kingbird can be found on GoFundMe under, I believe it's Bring Nevaeh Home, and that's spelled N-E-V-A-E-H, heaven spelled backwards. And that would be a way for you to donate to that family on this really important issue. Another thing that I want to bring up involves a water protector named Tanya Abed, who is now facing court charges in regards to the Line 3 in regards to Line 3 from this past winter. If you don't quite remember who Tanya Abed is, Tanya Abed is somebody who you know, she was definitely a voice and a face throughout the Line 3 movement. She was photographed I don't know how many times. I just put a photo of her up standing next to Tasha Martineau. Excuse me. Wow, it is Monday, Wendy, isn't it? Tasha Martineau from Camp McGeezy or McGeezy Will Fly. But Tanya Abed is facing charges in regard to the Line 3, and they are asking people to flood the courts for her this Friday the 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Duluth, Minnesota. The address is 100 North 5th Avenue West in Duluth. You are gathered to hold space and rally outside of the courthouse. They will have drummers and there will be lunch that's going to be served. And it is to witness as the defendant Tanya Abed faces trial and tells the story of the blatant violation of her and others' First Amendment rights. Bring artwork and friends and layers for the warmth, because you're going to be in Duluth, which is, you know, historically a little bit colder. And just as a reminder, Minnesota law enforcement was reimbursed $7.5 million by Enbridge after they made over 1,000 arrests of peaceful people representing the water's rights during construction. If you want to find out more how you can help, you can visit line3legalfund.com, and the Flood the Court events and a fundraiser will be there for them. So support Tanya this weekend if you can, Friday the 13th if you're up in Duluth, or if you're going to make it up Duluth Way, definitely go up there for her. Other events for Mother Earth, because we all know it was Mother's Day yesterday, right, Wendy?
Yes, Mother's Day. Yes.
So other events that are coming up is that Honor the Earth is having events to rally to raise money against the Huber Mill. The Huber Mill is a toxic wood and plywood factory that's going to go up in north central Minnesota. And as is customary, apparently, in northern Minnesota, it was approved quietly to take 400,000 cords of wood a year from the forests all over northern Minnesota from tribes like the Leech Lake Band, the Red Lake Nation, the White Earth Nation, and the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. And of course, again, as is customary in Minnesota, there was no environmental impact statement, no tribal consultation, no explanation of how the pollution would be handled, and no way the Northwoods could healthily sustain this level of deforestation. So Honor the Earth is going to be having some events to have people come and learn more and stand in solidarity at these town hall concerts. The first one's going to be this Saturday, May 14th in Ely at the Historic State Theater at 6 p.m. And the next one is going to be in Sunday, May 15th in South Lake, Minnesota. And then there will be another one Wednesday, May 18th at West Theater at 7 p.m. in Duluth. So those are the upcoming events. And you can go to protectmnforest.org, and that would be a way for you to find out more information on protecting Minnesota forests and against the Huber Mill Project. More on Mother Earth news. Enbridge is getting really personal with the Bad River Band of Ojibwe over in Wisconsin regarding the Line 5 pipeline. And this is coming from Marion at Pember of Indian Country Today. She did a fabulous article on Indian Country Today. Basically, what Enbridge is doing is they've now targeted individual tribal members and staff and is now seeking the court's permission to question those specific tribal members and staff under oath about their thought process in opposing the renewal of the company's easement through the reservation. So what's happening right now is Enbridge is fighting to keep oil flowing through the 12-mile portion of its 645-mile long oil and natural gas pipeline that runs through the Bad River tribal lands. In 2017, the tribe voted to not renew their easement, and in 2021, in 2019, they filed a lawsuit against Enbridge demanding that they stop the flow of petroleum products through their land. But then Enbridge filed a countersuit in 2021 claiming that the requirement for the company to access permits and conduct maintenance on the line are unlawful and unreasonable. They're trying to say that the Bad River does not have basic property rights to their own reservation. So this is getting ridiculous and personal over in the Line 5 battle in Wisconsin. And as we all know, Enbridge has a terrible history of pipeline leaks and failures. The line that there's talking about, Line 5, has leaked 29 times between 1968 and 2017, according to the National Wildlife Federation. And that includes a 2007 oil spill near Clearbrook, Minnesota, on the company's Line 6B, and in 2010, which more than 843,000 gallons spilled near the Kalamazoo River. So Line 5 is a big deal over in Wisconsin as well right now. Everybody wants to find some information about that. Just do a quick search of Line 5 on Facebook and social media to find some more information on how you can get involved with those.
Yeah, these oil companies aren't going to be happy until the whole earth is all dug up and poisoned. So we need to keep our future earth for our families and seventh generations ahead of us. So you've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
When we come back, we will listen to an interview by Robert Pilot and Danielle DeLong from Ho-Chunk Nation about a 5K walk event coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minneapolis Public Schools wants to hire you. They have a variety of positions to start your career. You can work in the classroom as a teacher or classroom support, or work outside the classroom as a bus driver, in the culinary wellness department to help prepare nutritious meals, or keeping the building safe and sanitized as a custodian. Bilingual, bicultural, candidates encouraged to apply. Start your career in education and apply today at jobs.minneapolis.k12.mn.us.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Let's take a listen to Robert Pilot interviewing Danielle DeLong from Ho-Chunk Nation.
I'm here with Danielle DeLong, and Danielle DeLong is a former educator, and she works for the Ho-Chunk Nation, and she has a message to bring to all of us all over Turtle Island. And as you know, and maybe you don't know, Danielle, we're in Wisconsin too. We're in Madison and Milwaukee Live and Chicago. So we have a good right where our nation's from. Welcome, Danielle DeLong.
Thank you, Mr. Pilot. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thanks. I remember when years ago when we were first coming on the show and I asked you to come on, it was like 5 years ago, and it was like, well, what am I going to talk about? And it was just like, oh, come on the show. Those were the days that I had to beg people to come on the show. No, those were the good old days. But you have an important message, and I think it's important for many reasons, and it's great to let our relatives in the Twin Cities, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, our sister stations in Milwaukee and Madison know what you are going to bring. So let our people know what you're working on and what's coming up.
Awesome. So I wanted to let everybody know that on Thursday, May 19th, in St. Paul, Minnesota, we will be hosting the 11th annual Wanaishkuni Hikurus Hanjawi, which is a 5K run-walk event sponsored by several people this year, and I'll mention them. That would be the Ho-Chunk Nation Youth Services, the Notabagay III Foundation, Native Roots Radio,
yay,
as well as the American Indian Community Development Corporation and the Native American Community Clinic. So we have lots of sponsors, and all of them are coming together to make sure that this event is safe and successful and funded, because this event is completely free to all participants. And it is not a timed run walk, so it's located at Lake Phelan in St. Paul. So it's a beautiful scenery, and it's exactly 3.2 miles around the lake. So We have, in the past, this event has made it to over 500 participants, and this is our first time coming back to an in-person event with this pandemic. So I'm super excited for this to be in person, and I'm hoping that we have just as large of a turnout amongst our American Indian communities as well as our allies. It is open to the public, but it is mainly done, if you look at the Ho-Chunk title, it's Wanaishguni Hikurus Hajawi, which translates to taking back or reclaiming our health all together. We do it together. So with that message, we are working to address our health epidemics that are amongst American Indian people, like type 2 diabetes and childhood obesity, as well as all of the other issues that we face health-wise as American Indian people. So I'm well aware that a 5K is not going to change those numbers or change our lives, but it is one positive way to show that we as a Native community are taking steps to actively participate in our health, because as Native people, traditionally and historically, health is and was a tradition. Mm-hmm. So I'm just holding this event every year in hopes of continuing that tradition as Native people living healthy lifestyles.
So people need to sign up, and also, what are the times again? Because I do believe Native Roots Radio is going to be live there too. So
awesome.
What's the times? Let everyone know.
So participants can arrive as early as 4 p.m., and then it will go until we finish. But we have the South Pavilion until 8:30 p.m. Now, typically, we have participants arrive at 4 p.m. They'll receive their free swag.
Yeah.
We also have other community agencies that will be tabling resources. So we have DIW that's working together with U of M Health, and they'll be doing COVID testing, boosters, and vaccines at this event.
Wow, awesome.
Yes. And this year, we have the American Indian Montessori of St. Paul, that they'll be offering an early childhood resource table. We have the Hokahe Singers that will be coming to sing. And that's one of the items that over the years participants have said they love, coming around the lake, running or walking, but hearing the drum and the singers from a distance and then getting up to them, they said it just re-energizes them and helps them continue, you know, the 3 mile trek. So I'm excited to have our singers there. And then we also have a DJ who, will keep the vibe going. And his name is, DJ Sean Trottier. So he's also a Native person. And then all the registered participants will be receiving a free t-shirt. Plus we have over $1,000 of raffle prizes, and all of the raffle prizes are, health oriented, so they could be things from adult bikes to children's bikes. In years past, we've done kayaks or smaller things like walking pedometers, Fitbits, and health trackers. So it's definitely a fun event, and in order to ensure that we order enough of these supplies for everybody, we need people to be pre-registered, and they can do that by going to Eventbrite.com, and it's spelled EventBrite.com. And then it'll ask you to search for your event, and you can search by city, which would be St. Paul, or you can search by typing in Wanaishguni, and that's all you'll have to do because there's no other event with the Ho-Chunk name at this time in St. Paul.
Right.
But you can also search 5K, and it'll search 5Ks in St. Paul, and the date is May 19th.
And we'll have that event up on our website, too, at Native Roots Radio. So it's exciting. I know years past, great design T-shirts. It's just fun. We get fed. And also, too, it's that time of year. We want to be safe, though. It's that time of year, or not, I shouldn't say time of year. It's that time where people are showing up to events in masses because of the last 2 years of COVID. And I know I'll be flying out, and I'm still wearing my masks pretty much. But it's great that it's an outdoor event, and that we just probably need to be 6 feet away from each other when we're talking because it's outdoor.
Yes, and that's the thing is we ask anybody who's not feeling up to par or anybody who has symptoms to stay home. This event can be done virtually as well. It's just you don't get any of the swag. But that's the thing is we do have a virtual option for those people who want to do a 5K but can't make it to St. Paul or aren't feeling well at the time of the event. And like I said, too, we have community resources that will be there to provide masks, vaccines, as well as boosters. Mm-hmm. So I think that's great. And do COVID testing. So
wow. That's awesome. So, again, we'll put it up there. It's May 19th, 4 p.m. So when you're getting off work, drive over to the Rockin' East Side of St. Paul in Lake Phelan, which is a beautiful setting. And I know in years past that when you've had it there, I've seen some sage growing, too. So don't pick the sage. Leave the sage. But Danielle, thank you so much for stopping in and letting us know. Look it up on Facebook, and we'll have the information on our Facebook, Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake Facebook, too. So thank you so much. Well, I just have a quick question to ask you before I go. I know you're a legislator for Ho-Chunk Nation. Who is your favorite other legislator at Ho-Chunk Nation?
Oh, geez. You know, that's hard to say. Way to put me on the spot, Robert Pilot.
Oh, there it was. She said Robert Pilot. Everyone heard that. Wow, that was good. That was hard to get out of you. But thank you so much for stopping in. And that's let's make this an
May
annual
19th.
Thing. Yep, May 19th, yeah. 4 p.m. Let's sign up again on Eventbrite, and then also give your Facebook page and shout out again.
Yes, there is a Facebook event page and a Facebook page, but it is, they both are labeled Wanaishkuni Hikurus Hajawi. So, and you can also find it on my personal Facebook page.
Danielle DeLong, looking for more Facebook, looking for more Facebook friends. All right, thank you.
And it is also on the St. Paul Youth and Learning Center's Facebook page, which is their Ho-Chunk Youth Services page.
Perfect. And we'll send that out there. Thank you so much for stopping in and letting us know about this, because I know the years that I've gone, and I'm going to go again, and we'll probably be broadcasting live, so save me a table with some power. It's a great event and also great to see so many people.
Awesome. We will do that, and I look forward to seeing a lot of people registering, and especially looking forward to cooperative weather and all the people that we can get in there on Thursday, May 19th.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Hey, back to
you. Thank you.
Pini Gigi. Back to you, Wendy.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate the interview about the 5K walk run. Robert and I have in the past gone to the event, and it's been really great. And I think it's a really great way, you know, like Danielle said, you know, one 5K to get people thinking about their health isn't going to change their health that day, but it'll plant a seed for future, you know, future health, and to get people moving and grooving and to think about your health for your future. We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. Anthony Stately from the Native American Community Clinic. Stay with us.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
Hi, everybody. I'm Santita Jackson, and I want you and all your friends to join my new show, The Santita Jackson Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central, on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
Coming up this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950, it's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. We'll be discussing how you can properly water your garden to save money and get a good harvest, as well as growing herbs this year, what you need to know for the best success. And we'll have an extended question and answer session to help your garden grow better. That's all this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950. Catch the replay Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
The independently owned Next Chapter Booksellers is the perfect destination for your next book. The friendly staff at Next Chapter Booksellers are great at making recommendations no matter your age or taste. Plus, they have frequent events including book readings and meet and greets with authors. And they sell more than just books. They have a wide variety of puzzles and games, too. So stop in and browse the store off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Clear tonight with a low of 58, then sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 75. Nightingale at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood bar and restaurant. Now open daily from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. with their full menu available until midnight. Check them out today at nightingalempls.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This is Wendy Pilot. I'm here with Ogama hosting. Robert will be back in the flesh tomorrow. And we are here with Dr. Stately, who is the president and CEO at the Native American Community Clinic in Minneapolis. And we talk all about things health-wise. And welcome, Dr. Stately. How are you? Oh, I think you are on mute.
I am on
that. Okay, there we go.
It is the new millennium, by the way.
It is. We even have a cup in our studio called You Are On Mute.
Really? That is so cool. I need that cup.
I'll make sure we get one for you. Yeah, I mean, that's what's happening. So the last couple of days, I know I've been in New York, and the weather here has been pretty
bad except for today. Today we got a little bit of sunshine, really, really windy. I don't think it reached 70, but it was still really nice compared to the 40-degree days that we've had here with rain. But I know that you guys in Minnesota have been getting some nice weather, especially in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Yeah,
finally feels like spring. Yeah.
Finally feels like spring. We had a nice day on Saturday, and then Mother's Day was like rainy and gloomy.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then today it's kind of like, I don't know, tornadic or something. And
we're
some hail today and stuff. So
yeah.
The eastern seaboard is going to get hit by a really strong updraft from the south, I guess, apparently. Like very high heat index tomorrow and through like the end of the week.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'll have to watch out for that. So, yeah, and you guys in Ramsey County have a tornado watch until 10 p.m., so watch out for that. So how are you, and what's going on at the clinic?
I'm doing well. I still have this little bit of cough. I just coughed on the radio, so sorry.
Don't worry.
If Robert can show up in the flesh, then I can certainly cough on the radio. So.
Absolutely. So you're still recovering and getting over your last bits of pneumonia.
Yeah, it's really like it's just been hanging on.
Yeah.
I have quite a few people that I know that are like kind of having, you know, like what I would call long-term COVID effects.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like think that my inability to sort of kind of get over this lung issue is really related to like the scarring that was done to my lungs when I was sick with COVID and in the hospital, and just kind of one of those things where you there's so many things that you don't know that we don't know is going to happen as a result of COVID, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm thinking tonight also of a very young man who is a beautiful boy who is he's actually the relative of one of my employees at the clinic and good friend of my nephew's. They're kind of like considering themselves to be brothers. My sister and I think of him as a nephew. He was one of the first boys that danced my son into the arena when he was just a little boy. Took him out there and got him to grass dance. And he's in HCMC and he's on life support. And he's been on life support for about 4 weeks, and
oh no,
we've all been praying for him. I was in the lodge on Saturdays, putting up prayers for him and so many other people that I know that are struggling. And it's breaking my heart that he's probably not going to make it through the week.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Dr. Stately. Yeah. How old is he?
26.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really sorry, Dr. Stately. That's so hard.
Very hard. And I'm like thinking of his family and all the people whose lives he touched, and, you know, and just thinking like how young he is and, you know, he just had his whole life ahead of him. And it's just so tragic.
So I'm assuming he has COVID.
Yeah, he has COVID and he's got other health issues about COVID and then he didn't get vaccines and, you know, I'm sure like, you know, I can't presume to know what he was thinking, but it's just heartbreaking. He is such a beautiful young man.
And
I'll never forget. I just went through my, you know, like my Facebook memories, you know, thing to like look at a picture of him with my son and his cousin Jake. Dancing my son into the arena when he was just a little tiny guy, my boy, like 5 years old, I think 5 or 6. You know, I mean, those memories remind us like just how important it is and how beautiful it is that Creator gave us this, you know, this path and this life and the opportunity to show up and be a good relative in all the ways that we do. And also a reminder of like how short our time is here. It's just sad. I'm very sad about it. It's kind of
sad. I'm very sad about it too. It's heartbreaking. Somebody so young and has their whole life ahead of them. But as many stories as we tell and how close to home that they are, you know, I just hope that, you know, one or two people listening who may not want to be vaccinated or boosted, will go and do that just by listening to this horribly tragic and preventable situation that your family's in right now. It's devastating. It's devastating. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really sorry to hear it. I really am.
I was going to mention a tool, and then I can try and find the link to the tool so I can send it to Ogama, and you can post it on your guys' webpage, mm-hmm. or Facebook page. But there's a really handy tool. I looked it up myself today, mm-hmm. and in the New York Times, it's a partnership between, John Hopkins, New York Times, and it's a COVID tracker. And it allows you to drill down to not like your residence, but like your county where you're located, mm-hmm. and it'll give you the real time sort of like up to date COVID positivity rate for your region, and it kind of also is color coded, so it can, you know, of course, the closer it gets to red, the more higher there's circulation in your specific community, and I think that's a really useful tool for people to kind of help them to sort of like, you know, check it every day to make sure like, oh, okay, I'm going out in public today and I'm spending time at the fair, or I'm going to go to this location. There's going to be a lot of people there, like, or just a kind of a tool that can help people to sort of, make some better decisions when they're out and about. Mm-hmm. And one of those contributions is sort of kind of doing that little, risk management structure that we all have to do is like, oh, is it safe for me? Should I wear a mask? Oh, should I wait till I get boosted? Those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
A tool to help people manage their risk. And those are really important things to do.
So. Yeah, it is. I mean, I had COVID a month ago. I'm vaccinated and boosted, and I got COVID a month ago. And when I first tested positive, I got really scared at first because I didn't know, like, am I going to have a mild case? Am I going to end up in the hospital? Mm-hmm. I'm not that young. I feel like I'm a healthy person, but you just never know how it's going to really affect you. So I was scared. I was just like, I hope that I just have a mild case, which I did. I was sick for 4 days, and I had a quarantine. I couldn't fly back to Minnesota. I had to, cancel my flights and stuff, which was inconvenience, but that's fine. I'll take inconvenience any day. I'm just happy I wasn't, hospitalized. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really a scary thing. And now there's another variant from the BA2. It's BA2 12.1 now, and they're looking at that. They are saying that it is even more contagious as the last one, but they're still trying to figure out how sick it will get you. So I think they don't know exactly yet. And I haven't read any new data on that yet. So, but we're still going to always have these variants popping up, and it just seems like every time a new one pops up, it's another very highly contagious variant.
Yeah. And I think that, it's just what we do know from all of the evidence that, for the majority of the people, and upwards of 90-95% or more, who get vaccinated and who get the full series and get boosted, that they could get sick like you did, but they're likely not to get severely sick and end up in the hospital. And my young nephew did not get any of the vaccines, and I mean there could be any number of reasons why he decided not to, but it also is just not lost on me that, there was, that there was probably, there are possibly underlying health conditions. I think the thing is, life is so, you know, our time here is borrowed. It's given to us by Creator, and we don't know when that time is up and he calls us home. But there is no reason why we also have to make poor or foolish or decisions on the fly that sort of like that, not weighing all of the information and and using our intuition, those other gifts that Creator gave us to sort of make good decisions. And there certainly is no reason to rush towards death. Then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My hope and prayers. I hope that somehow magically things will work for him. But.
Well, we'll ask all our listeners to just pray for him and keep him in their hearts and their prayers whenever they say a prayer. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we will have a miracle, really, a really good outcome. So, Dr. Staley, do you have time for another segment? Fantastic. We'll be back after this short break. You're listening to Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break. Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Minneapolis Public Schools wants to hire you. They have a variety of positions to start your career. You can work in the classroom as a teacher or classroom support, or work outside the classroom as a bus driver, in the culinary wellness department to help prepare nutritious meals, or keeping the building safe and sanitized as a custodian. Bilingual, bicultural, candidates encouraged to apply. Start your career in education and apply today at jobs.minneapolis.k12.mn.us. Things may be getting better, but COVID is still around. Stay healthy and up to date on your COVID vaccinations and boosters. Right now, everyone 5 and older is eligible to get a vaccination, while everyone 12 and up is eligible for their booster shot. Plus, you're eligible for a second booster if you're over 50 or received an initial booster dose at least 4 months ago. Getting boosted increases your protection against severe disease from COVID-19. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This is Wendy Pilot. I am here with Ogama and Dr. Stately. Dr. Stately is the president and CEO at the Native American Community Clinic in Minneapolis. Before the break, we were just talking about his nephew, who is very ill right now with COVID on life support in the hospital. And for me personally, anybody out there, please get vaccinated. Please get boosted. You know, if it's not your own life that you're saving somebody else's life. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. Over the weekend here in New York, I was with family for some events, Mother's Day, of course, and communion. So we were with a lot of people. And I know a lot of people who were there are not vaccinated or boosted, and they just say, listen, if you want to get vaccinated, that's you go ahead and you get vaccinated. And I'm not saying anything
to you about that. So don't say anything about me not getting vaccinated. And I just think that they don't hear enough about, you know, stories like this, like what can happen and what the consequences are. You know, they don't see anybody getting sick in their family, or if a loved one got sick, if somebody who they really cared about got sick and they ended up in the hospital, maybe they changed their mind. And it's really sad to say, well, maybe that's what they need to happen, to wake people up. I don't really know, Dr. Stately, but again, I am going to pray for your nephew. I'm feeling very, you know, very, very sad for you and your family.
Oh, I think you're on mute, Dr. Stately.
Again, see, I need the cup.
Cup. We're going to get you the cup. And you know what? We really do appreciate you. It says you're on mute.
A physical reminder. I need a physical reminder.
Exactly. I don't know if you feel like howling, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
A somber howl.
Yeah. Always a good time to howl, you know. There's, you know, howling probably helps. So.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I was reading the New York Times, and like they were on the front page of the New York Times today, they're talking about like there's an expected surge in coronavirus in the fall. Like, I think, you know, one of the things that we know is that, you know, the flu, which I just had, influenza A, my son died, and that flu comes around kind of every year. And one of the things that we saw a huge outbreak of flu, not outbreak, but like, you know, like, you know, a surge in the flu cases this spring, because we haven't been masking as much as we were over the last couple of years. And so, and we're kind of returning back to normal, quote unquote, like what our lives felt like before, and being, you know, going to Easter parties or at gatherings, and now we're going to be going to graduations, and all that stuff is really important and really wonderful to do, and absolutely. But I think, like, I want to just encourage people to sort of do everything you can to protect yourself and protect your loved ones and protect people that, even people that you don't know, like, not necessarily. We should, you know, be trying to be a good relative to everybody on the planet, and do what we can to protect everyone, including ourselves. I always try to remind people that getting the vaccine doesn't just protect you from transmitting it; it also protects you from getting it. There's a significantly lower rate of transmission across and between people who are vaccinated and versus unvaccinated. But I think one of the things that we'll see is, like, you know, in the fall when people go back into schools and they do sort of kind of these big things where they're back indoors and the weather starts to turn and, you know, you're back inside a building and all breathing and sharing the same air, that we will see all those rates go back up. And on that New York Times tracker, it shows, you know, a slow and steady uptick, not tremendous and not great, but a slow and steady uptick in new cases. And so that isn't the direction we want to see things going. We want to be seeing things go down. And then the United States, I believe, also hit the million, over over a million people died in the United States, the largest event in the world, in world history, that claimed more deaths than any war, any other pandemic. So, you know, it is.
People really think this is over, though. It really is. I'm actually right now on the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention website right here. It's the COVID data tracker. Mm-hmm. And the cases are up. The arrow is going in the upward 81 million cases.
Yeah.
Current hospitalizations, 8,996. They say that 82.6 of the people in the United States, 5 years old and older who have at least one vaccination, 82.6, mm-hmm. at least one. And the death toll, they say, is 995,018. I don't know if when this was updated, but it was 8 p.m. yesterday. So it may have already reached the 1 million mark. Yeah.
I heard on NPR today that mm-hmm. it was 1 million already.
Yeah. So these numbers, even though they're from 8 p.m. yesterday, are even up. So
we're averaging somewhere between 5 and 10,000 deaths a day. That's still quite a bit, right?
It's not on the news, though. It's not the number one thing that they're talking mm-hmm. about anymore. It's like old news.
Talking about Ukraine, mm-hmm. and now they're talking about Roe versus Wade, which are all really important things to talk about. Of course they are, right? And and I think about that was one of the things. Like, it's ironic that this leading up to Mother's Day is all this stuff happening, and then mm-hmm. I had this moment yesterday where I was just like, Jesus, is there one more thing these effing Republicans can hand us, right? Is mm-hmm. like one more disappointing thing that's going to impact our health more, right? Native women, Black and Indigenous women are the most at risk in that situation when abortions are outlawed. They're the most likely to suffer greatly, right? These mm-hmm. we're not talking. This is not going to greatly impact. I'm not saying it's not going to impact white women, but it's not going to greatly impact them the way it mm-hmm. is. Poor Indigenous Black and Brown women, right?
Yep.
And we're going to see all kinds of challenges as a result of that. Like, women, we all already don't trust the United States. We already don't trust healthcare systems and things like that. So, like, when we do these kinds of things, it reminds us about, like, just how much we don't think that the United States government or the federal government's going to take care of us, right? Mm-hmm. In the manner in which we expect them to, and how disparate things are. And so it just kind of, like, at this moment this weekend where I was just pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to describe it. I was pissed.
You have every right to be, and so do thousands and thousands and thousands of other people. I am still pissed, and I don't know even how to act about it or feel about it. I want to just scream at the top of my lungs about it. That's what I want to do. But I want to, just say thank you so much for sharing your story about your nephew. I really, really appreciate it. And I know that our listeners really appreciate it, and that we care about him and that we're praying for him. Mm-hmm. And we just wish him the best. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, Danielle DeLong, for being on. We'll be back tomorrow.